This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
I want to move on now from the two dots into the new subject. I'm going to go through it with the Rashi as we go, because I need to get right through it in order to understand what's happening. So as usual, you better have your two fingers ready. Bo minei Rav Shmuel bar Abba me'akrunya mirabi Abba. Rav Shmuel bar Abba me'akrunya asked Rabbi Abba. Keshehen shomin. When they estimate how much field to give to equate to the damage done, and they have to make a choice of idis and ziburis and so on, b'sheloi hen shomin or b'sheloi lim hen shomin, is the concept of idis and ziburis a subjective concept or an objective concept? Is it measured in terms of the relative values of his different fields, or is it measured in terms of what the Olam considers Idis, Diburis, and Beinonis? What's the Havamina minute that's Bishul Olam? Why should there be Bishul Olam? A man damages. His best field is what everybody else would consider. Let's put it the other way around. What's the Havamina that it's Mishaloi? If he's got an Idis, which is far superior to anything in the Olam, why should he have to pay from Idis? Yeah, but philosophically, what could be the reasoning? What's the understanding? So, our old example of the man who runs over the cow in the Transkei, and he hasn't got any cash with him, he hasn't got any cash at all. And the peasant in the Transkei says, "Don't worry, you can sell me, you can give me some property instead." And he says, "Fine, I've got this farm in the Karoo, and you can have an acre of that." And he says, "Is that the best you've got?" He says, "Well, I've got a building in Manhattan as well, but that you're not—that's not for you." He says, "No, thank you. That's Idis. I want the building in Manhattan. You can give me a tiny little office, one little office that I can rent out on the top floor of your building in Manhattan. That will do instead of the cow. Forget, you keep the farm in the Karoo." It's logic. It's difficult to understand. So he can take something which is far beyond his realm of normality in payment for his dead cow. But it's possible that this kasha is tied up to the whole question of whether nizikin is compensation or it's knas. That's also a question of subjective or objective, isn't it? If it's compensation, then all we want is, then it's an objective thing. What the Nizak considers, or what the Olam considers as fair compensation. But if it's a knas, if we want it to hurt the Mazik, then it's got nothing to do with what the Olam considers Idis. In other words, what is the reason that the Torah said Idis, Dafki? Is the Torah said, does the Torah say Idis because that's what is fair compensation, that he's a preferred creditor for reasons which we'll discuss? Or is it that this is really a knas? We want to hurt the Mazik. And that might be the same kasha here, b'shaloi and shomin or b'shaloi lo mishom. Ali b'derabi Yishmoel lo iti bo'iloch. According to Rabbi Yishmoel, you can have no kasha. The Omar b'den Nizak shomin, and he said it to the Nizak. It's not the Mazik and it's not the Olam, this is the Nizak. The compensation has to be given to him in terms of his scale of values of what is Idis. Ki te bo'iloch ali b'derabi Akiva. The only problem is according to Rabbi Akiva, who said, loy bo'akosuv elo ligvois l'nizokin min ho'idis. Remember? The Omar be the Mazik Shamina. And we had that second brisa, remember, where Rabbi Akiva said at the end of the sugi on the previous daf, be the Mazik Shamina. He actually said be the Mazik Shamina. My Meitav Sadehu Omar Achmona. According to Rabbi Akiva, when the Torah says Meitav Sadehu, that Sadehu does not mean the Nizak, it means the Mazik, Papashtus. Lim Utei the Nizak, does that mean it's not the nizaks. Meitav sadeh hu, it's the man who's paying meitav, not the nizaks. Or dilma limuta d'alma, does it mean it's not the olam's idis? It's his own idis. In other words, how limiting is that vov of the sadehu? Sadehu means his and not what? And not the nizaks? Or his and not the olam's, not anybody else's? That's the Christian interpretation of the pasuk. The vov comes to be memayit, comes to exclude. How much does it come to exclude? Only the nizaks? Or does it come to exclude anything but the mazik's own property? Says Rashi, "Kishehin shomin hay idis v'ziburis v'shulayhin shomin v'ha'ud dahavi idis l'didei demazik yahivle v'yisle idis v'ziburis v'shav yiziburis didei ki idis d'alma." And if he has idis and ziburis, and his idis is like the ziburis of the oilom, afulachi lo yahivle mazik l'nizak ilom idis didei. Nevertheless, the mazik has to give his own idis, even if it's a building in Manhattan. The bosa arusa didei azlinen, because we go after his own land and not the oilom. And he can give his ziburis, because as far as the olam is concerned, objectively what he considers ziburis is considered fine property by the olam. According to Rabbi Shmuel, the Omar b'den Nizak Shamin and v'kivin the Shav, you have ziburis ki idis the Nizak yaivlei miziburis. And if his ziburis is like the Nizak's idis, never mind like the olam's, but even if it's only like the Nizak's idis, he's entitled to pay off with ziburis. But according to Rabbi Akiva, does Sadeu kam lim uti de nizak? The lawyers lin and bosa mate of the nizak? Is he only coming to be chelik with Rabbi Ishmael, but we don't go after the mate of the nizak? Va'afa gav dach ziburis de mazik u mate of the nizak. And even though the ziburis of the mazik is equivalent to the mate of the nizak, hoil v'loi havi mate of the alma, since it doesn't match up to the mate of the oilam, lo yayiv le minei, we don't give him of that mate. So we're going by the mazik's meitav in as much as it doesn't match up to the nizaks. Aval ila alma have your meitav, but if his ziburis is meitav for the rest of the olam, yoiv li minei apagav isli idis, then he can give it to him even though he's got idis. Oidil ma limutinami the alma de sadeyo dafke, or perhaps it comes to be mamayit the alma de sadeyo dafke. That sadeyo means dafke, his field. And what is idis by him, he must give. Because Rabbi Shmuel's dealt with that when he did with his idis to Nizak and the mazik, he's already dealt with the sadehu. And that we're not asking only from the pasuk. We're asking from Rabbi Akiva, and we're saying that the word sadehu could mean both. Rabbi Shmuel has already opted. And he said that Sadeyu's loved after that.
Rabbi Akiva's opted on the mazik.
How do you know that Rabbi Akiva's opted on the mazik? Because of the second brisa. Because of the second brisa. So that there are a few reasons we can give as to why the Gemara is not prepared to take that second brisa as dafka. Number one, the loshun of loyboa kosuv elo ligvis nezokim mino idis, which we said is mashma ekula. That the Torah comes only to give the nizak from loy boakot of elo to be goyve for the nizak from idis. If it means from the idis, if it means from the idis of the mazik dafke, that's a chumrah. So therefore, it's very possible that loy boakot of elo ligvois la. The nizokin min ha'idis means min ha'idis to olam, and that's why it uses the pshat of loy ba'akos of elo. That's why it uses the lotion of loy ba'akos of elo. So one way that we can understand the tendency. The other is the philosophic thing that we had, that it's very illogical, or it appears to be irrational, to expect the mazik to have to pay from his idis, which bears no relationship to the idis of the nizak or the olam. He just happens to be the finest, holds the most unbelievable properties, that he has to pay with those properties, which is right out of the realm of the ordinary person. That seems very strange. So both from the point of view of Svora and from Rabbi Akiva's Loshen, there seems to be a good reason to say that if there's any way of learning it that way, Rabbi Akiva must be learning Sadehu, meaning, and not the Nizak Sodeh, but the Sodeh of the Mazik, when it is in tandem with the Yoylam. But should it not even be in tandem with the Yoylam, then we go by the Yoylam, not by the Mazik. Mm-hmm. Says the Gemara. Omar Lehi answers him. Rachmana Omar Meitav Sadeil Be'at Amris B'Shalayil Min Shomim. No, that's your question, Eric, really, isn't it? The Pasuk says Sadeu, so what are you asking? What is your suggestion that it's the special oilam, the pashtus of the Pasuk? It's Shil Mazik and Shomim. It says, Rashi Omer Leimetev Sadeu Omer Rachmona De'azlin and Bosor Arasu Didei, V'yoyev Leimi Idis Arase. We go off to his land and we give him the best of his land. V'lo Yishamin and B'shil oilam. The pashtus of the Pasuk is that we don't go by the oilam. So he wants to, Rabbi Abba wants to settle this question from the pashtus of the Pasuk. That although from the Loshon of Rabbi Akiva one might say, and from Svoraman one might find it difficult, but sof kol sof it says Meitav Sadehu. So Rabbi Shmuel has found a way around that, Rabbi Akiva hasn't. So Meitav Sadehu means the Mazik. Says the Gemara Esavim. On that we lost the cash. So now we've got to keep track of where the Gemara is holding it. So at this point the Gemara is holding that it means be the Mazik Shamina. The Gemara now attacks that view. Can't be with the Mazik Shaminan. Why? Ein lo elo idis kulam govim in a idis. Beinenis kulam govim beinenis. Ziburis kulam govim ziburis. There are three different types of creditors. There's a nizak, somebody who has been damaged and needs to be paid out. There is a loive, a malve, somebody who has paid, who has lent money and needs to be repaid. And there's ksuvas isho, a woman who has a ksuba, which he is entitled to have paid out. The din is that the mazik gets from idis, the baal chayv gets from beinonis, and the isho gets from ziburis. Really, the baal chayv should also get from ziburis, but kihechi de letino delis bifnei lovin, in order to encourage people to lend money, they upped the malve's claim to from ziburis to beinonis, and the ksuvas isho remains with ziburis. If he only has one of the three types of property, then clearly they all have to take equally from that property. They become equal creditors. Hoyulo idis or beinonis. But what happens if he has idis and beinonis? Hoyulo idis or beinonis viziburis. Nizokim be idis, v'alchoy be beinonis, v'suvas isho be ziburis. What happens if he had idis or beinonis? The top and the middle. Then, nizokim be idis. The Nizokim get Idis, as is their right. The Baal Chayv can't get Idis, that's too good for him. So Baal Chayv uksuvas isho beveinonis. Baal Chayv goes back to his normal level, to his original level, which is beinonis, and the uksuvas isho gets from the same. Beinonis beziburis, if he has a beinonis and ziburis, Nizokim of Baal Chayv beveinonis, uksuvas isho beziburis. Also poshut. Idis beziburis, if he has the top and the bottom, he has the best and the worst. Nizokin be idis uvalchoyev uksuvas isho be ziburis. Then Nizokin gets idis and valchoyev uksuvas isho gets ziburis. Ktani miya, ask the Gemara, that's the Brisa. Ask the Gemara, ktani miya, it says nevertheless, mitzi in the middle case, that if he has beinonis viziburis, he has a middle quality and a low quality. Nizokin uvalchoyev beveinonis. The Nizak and the valchoyev both get beinonis. Uksuvas isho be ziburis, and only the ksuvas isho gets from ziburis. The e amris b'shaloyen shomin, and if you're going to value this on a subjective basis, teyase beinonis shaloy ki idis, then he doesn't have beinonis. That's the best he's got. The best he's got is idis. If the best he's got is idis, v'yidche baal chayv etzel ziburis, then the baal chayv has no right to claim from that. The baal chayv's essential aloch is ziburis. If there's beinonis, he gets the beinonis, but in this case, he doesn't have beinonis. The Brisa has called it beinonis and ziburis. But lemaise, if it's b'shaloi and shomin, it's idis and ziburis, it's not beinonis and ziburis. So you see, it must be b'shaloi and shomin. That's the kash of the Gemara. Answer the Gemara, hachamam eskinan, no, it could be b'shaloi and shomin. Could still be learning b'shaloi and shomin. And here we're talking, could go in shahoysol or idis or mechora. That he had three fields at the time of the halvor. He had three fields. At the time of the halvor, the middle field became bonded to the malve. He then sold the top field. So now he has left what was his beinonis and ziburis. And the beinonis, which is now the idis, was bonded to the malve and remains bonded to the malve. So really it's b'shaloyhen shomin. And the reason that this beinonis is treated as a beinonis and not as an idis is because he used to have an idis, but no longer. Rav Chista answered in the same way. Achinami Mistavrin. In fact, this is very logical because we have a problem with the second brisa. Vitani Achrisi, there's another brisa that gives the same case. Beinonis v'ziburis. He has Beinonis and Ziburis. What did we say? We said that the Nezikin and the Baal Chayv gets the Beinonis and the Ksubas Isha only gets the Ziburis. But this second brisa says differently. Nezokin beveinonis, only the Nezak gets Beinonis. Baal Chayv Ksubas Isha beziburis. How are we going to reconcile these two brises? Kashin Ahadari, they contradict one another. Elolav Shmamin Kansha. Isul Idis Mechoro. Kansha lo Isul Idis Mechoro. Our brisa is talking where he had Idis and sold it. That's why the Baal Chayv has a claim on the Beinonis. The second brisa is talking where he never had Idis and therefore his Beinonis is in fact his Idis. And the Baal Chayv has no claim on it. Sorry? Because the Loshon Beinonis, it shouldn't call it a Beinonis. Good, that we'll deal with. That we'll deal with. That's not with Achrayis. It's not with Achrayis. Had you been selling it with...
In other words, that if, for example, there are creditors that are going to follow up and this guy has sold off his estate or part of it before the creditors had a chance to catch anything, that they can then still go check after the people who bought from him.
Not as long as he's got. You always from the debtor first. Only when he's got no property, but he's got his Beinonis and his Ziburis.
So in other words, you're saying that as long as he's got, even if that results in them having to take a lower credit,
yes, sure.
Then they need
we had that already. You always go over first from the loiver, even if you've got to go down to the bottom level.
And is this effective date principle go all the way through? For example, if after the damage had been caused, you went and bought a better field.
The creation of the debt. At the creation of the debt, the bond is created. Let's do the Rashi. Ein lo elo idis, if he only has idis, b'misho yu olav bal choyv uksuvas isho v'nizokim. A person who had creditors, a bal choyv, uksuvas isho, and nizokim. Suvas isho b'zi buris b'maseches gitin b'ferik ha-nizokim. Tani taima de yosem ish yishlo etzil iso isho roi soli nosei. More than a man wants to get married, a woman needs to get married. And when we learned this through the first time, you remember, we pointed out that might be the svara of the preferential nature of these three types of creditors, depending on to what extent the creditor was active in instituting the indebtedness. The woman is the most active. She wants it. She's prepared to risk the indebtedness. She wants to get married. The Baal Chayv, it's mutual. He wants to borrow and he's willing to lend. The Nizak, he didn't want it at all. So he's the most preferred of them all. Then comes the Baal Chayv, and then comes the Ksuvas Isha. Idis v'ziburis nizokin v'idis Baal Chayv v'Ksuvas Isha v'ziburis midoraisa Baal Chayv v'ziburis k'dlekamon midoraisa Baal Chayv gets ziburis for Rabbonin who the tikkun le'beveinu nisbushunides deles l'lovin, and the Rabbonin instituted beinonis says not to lock the door before the borrowers v'heichad deles le'beinonis lesol le'takanto, and if he doesn't have beinonis, the takona falls away. You can't up him to idis. The takona was only if he has beinonis, then the malve has a right to take the beinonis. If he doesn't have beinonis, then there's no takona. Without a takona, you go back to the doraisa, which is iburis. Teyasa beinonis shaloki idis, doha metav hi loy, because for him that is metav. So we're talking about a case where he had idis, mechoru la'achar halvo, he sold it after the loan, the ishtabdo le beinonis lebal chuv me'ikoro. He was meshabeded to the Baal Chayv Meikoro, but oid shehoiso idis beyodo while he still had the idis. Let's go further. The Iba Yisemo, a second answer. So what have we answered? At this point we've said, Taka, we're shamin b'shal nizak, we're shamin b'shal mazik, subjectively. And the only reason that brisa that he gets that the Nizak and the Baal Chayv get from the Ziburis is because of this, the fact that they used to be from the Beinonis, because they used to be in Idis. Moses says, I can learn also both brises talking where he didn't have Idis that was sold before this time. The Loikashi. Then we've got our kasha, the two brises against one another, plus the kasha against the Bishel Mazik and Bishel Eilum and Shamin, plus the kasha against Bishel Mazik and Shamin. Loi kasha. Had the shavya beinan ishaloik idis de alme. V'chan de loi shavya beinan ishaloik idis de alme. The second case is talking in where his beinanis is like everybody else's idis. But Khan, in our brisa, his beinanis is not like the idis of everybody else. So let's picture the case very clearly. Our brisa is talking where his beinanis is like everybody else's beinanis. So who gets it? Who claims on the beinanis? The Baal Chayv and the Nizak. Because it's a Beinonis, it's a genuine Beinonis. But the second Bryce is talking where his Beinonis is superb and is comparable to the Idis of the Olam. So now who gets the Beinonis? Just the Nizak. And the Baal Chayv has to go down to Ziburis. Oh, says Eric, it depends how we hold. That is only if we hold B'shaloi lom hen shamin. But if we hold B'shaloi hen shamin, then what? If we hold B'shaloi hen shamin, then what? Second case.
He didn't have
Yisol. The Gemara says, Idi v'idi shaloi. So he's only got a Beinonis and a Ziburis, but that Beinonis is a superb Beinonis. If we hold B'shaloi hen shamin, what? That becomes his Idis, and who gets it? Only the Nizak gets it. So is there any difference in the second Brisa whether it's B'shaloi hen shamin or B'shaloi lam hen shamin? No. In both cases, the Nizak only will get the Beinonis, and the Baal Chayv and the Ksubas Isha will share the Ziburis. Except the Lashon of Beinonis is difficult. The Lashon of Beinonis is difficult. Let's look at Rashi first. But notice the Gemara didn't ask on the Lashon of Beinonis. Initially, the Gemara asked that if Bedinim. So we've answered it by saying the first case, in the first case you must say Bishul Olam Hem Shamin. Olam Hem Shamin. In our case, down at the bottom, we must say Bishul Olam Hem Shamin. So then you've got where the Beinonis is the same as the Beinonis of the Olam. Yeah, there you've got to say Bishul Olam Hem Shamin. You've got the Beinonis, the Beinonis we said in that case is that his Beinonis is not like the Beinonis of is not like the Idis of others. So in other words, the Beinonis of his is like the Beinonis of everybody else. And if you hold Bishul Olam Hem Shamin, it's genuine Beinonis. And if it's genuine Beinonis, the Mazik, the Nizak, and the Baal Chayv share it. That's the first case. But the second case, it makes no difference whether you hold Bishul Olam or Bishul Olam Hem Shamin. If you're going to say that his Beinonis is superb, it's like everybody else's Idis, then either way, if B'shaloi lom hen shamin, it's only the Nizak because it's Idis. And if B'shaloi hen shamin, it's also only the Nizak because that's his Idis. So why does Rashi say that both must hold?
Could you change the word of Beinonis to Idis?
Where?
The way it stands in Beinonis.
So what's Pshat in Beinonis?
But
it must be, because we're saying that it's talking where he didn't have character. The Gemara says that, not me. So he's only got these two fields. And the first case is all very well, because his Beinonis in the first case is Taka Beinonis. That's called Beinonis good. But in the second case, his Beinonis is like the Idis of everybody else. So why is it called Beinonis? Ask on the Gemara, not on me. But that's what the Gemara says. But he can't use it because it doesn't fit in. You can't understand it that way, because the Gemara gives us the two conditions. The Gemara says his Beinonis is superb. Okay, and the Gemara says that he hasn't got another field which he sold. So already in the Gemara we have the kasha why it's called Beinonis.
Yeah,
But one thing is for sure, it isn't Beinonis. It's not Beinonis for the Olam, and it's not Beinonis for him. That's the case the Gemara creates. So there's a term which is wrong. Just call it what you want. Whether you want to call it Beinonis, Idis, call it what you want. But halachically, it's not Beinonis. Halachically, it must be Idis. And if halachically it's Idis, why does Rashi say, it's irrelevant to the second brisa whether it's b'shaloylam and shomin or not, because it doesn't have beinonis according to the second brisa. Hi, why is it called beinonis? Kasha, we'll have to answer that.
In the middle case over there, the Gemara doesn't answer b'shaloylam and shomin. The reason is because he had it himself.
Now, when I'm talking about cases, I'm talking about the first brisa or the second brisa. And we're talking on the Ibai Seyma now. We're on the second Ibai Seyma.
The middle
case
of the Gemara,
right. Right.
All you can say, Ibai Seyma doesn't say what?
So the Ibai Seyma is Idi v'Idi Shaloya Salu Idi Sebechor. So number one, we're talking in a case where he didn't have Idis. These two fields are the only fields he's got. Now, the difference is, in the Beinonis in relationship to the Olam's Beinonis. In the first Braise, his Beinonis is the same as the Olam's Beinonis. So it's Emes Beinonis. However you look at it, it's Beinonis. Okay? And you must say B'shal Olam En Shomin. Why must you say B'shal Olam En Shomin? Because if you say B'shal Olam En Shomin, then it's Idis. That's the first case. And therefore, it's Beinonis. And as Beinonis, the Baal Chayiv and the Mazik and the Nizak share. The second case, his Beinonis is superb. His Beinonis is like everybody else's Idis. So now, Mimon of Shach, his Beinonis is Idis. It's not Beinonis at all. Ask Jephthah, why is it called Beinonis? I don't know why it's called Beinonis, but it isn't Beinonis. If you hold B'shal Olam En Shomin, it's Idis. And if you hold B'shal Olam En Shomin, it's also Idis. And therefore, it makes no difference whether B'shal Olam En Shomin or not. The important thing is that it's Idis. So why does Rashi say that the Kul Alma B'shal Olam En Shomin?
And this Rashi is doing that in fact, it's not Idis, and it has no.
Well, firstly, does anybody ask this kasha? Tosfos is kasha. That's Tosfos is kasha. Have you learned the Tosfos already? That's Tosfos is kasha. Now let's learn the Tosfos. The top Tosfos on Daf Ches. Let's learn that while we're on it. Idi ve'idi b'shaloyos solo idis u'mecharo ho de shavya beinonis didek idis ta'alma ho de loy shavya v'chule. Says Tosfos. Ho de ka'omar idi ve'idi. This which it says, both are talking b'shaloi hoysaloi idisu mechoro, k'goin shaloi hoysaloi idisu mechoro, loi boi lemeima de tarvayu mayri shaloi hoyo loi klal. You cannot learn that that means that he never had any property in both cases. De imkein ho de mayri de shavya beinonis didek idis de alma. Because then in the second brisa, where the idis didei is like, where the beinonis of his is like the idis of the olam, Amai karile beinonis. Why is it called beinonis? By the use of the word beinonis, you've got to say elohachikamar. Idi v'idish lo yisolo idis umechoro kalima lo ayirik yisolo idis umechoro. We're not talking in the case where he had idis and sold it. Elo bechado mayrish lo yisolo ma'ilo. In the first case, he didn't have anything extra. In the first brisa, you must learn that those were his only properties. Bechado, and in the second brisa, he had and still has. He didn't sell it, but he's got it. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about a case of whether he sold it or not. How does it translate now? We're not talking about a case where he had idis and sold it. In the first case, he never had idis. In the second case, he had it and never sold it. So in the second case, why does the Nizokin get Beinonis?
Because you have a Kamonso of the Kasha of the Gemara.
No, so now why does he get Ziburis? Why does he get Beinonis? Why does the Nizak get Beinonis?
Because it's like the Idis D'Alma.
Because that's like the Idis D'Alma, and we see B'shel Oyen, and we see B'shel Oylam and Shomin. That's why Rashi says, with the Kula Amba B'shel Oylam and Shomin. This whole Tosfos is included in that Rashi. Tosfos is mefarish the Rashi. Ve'in tzorich luch mekishemoch hashum sodeg. You don't have to say that you sold any field. The savri tarvayu b'shalei l'nei shomin. And the only way you can now learn it is by saying b'shalei l'nei shomin. That's the Rashi. That's pshat. That's the Tosfos is pshat in the Rashi.
Sorry,
No, because in the first case, Itaki didn't have the field.
No,
but in the first Brisa, he didn't even have the field. So it's right. Idi the idi shaloyos lo idis on mechora. In the one case, loyos lo idis, and the second case, lo mechora. But that's the only way you could put it to make it in one phrase. That's the pshat in the Rashi. Let's go on in the Rashi. The loy kashya ha diktani baal chlevik suvas ishu bizibudis the shav yebenin is today ki idis the alme. The reason the baal chlevik suvas ishu takes the buris is because his benin is like the olam's idis. So how does it come out? Now that we hold b'shaloy l'meshon, that both prices hold b'shaloy l'meshon. The first answer we said, both prices hold b'shaloy l'meshon. Second answer holds both say b'shaloy l'meshon. V'bayiseme, idi v'idi, k'goyin shoyso b'inan ish'loy k'b'inan ish d'alme. We're now talking where he is on a par with the oilam. Nothing unusual about his property. That's good for the machlokes. So we've got one. In one case, we say both hold b'shaloylam en shomin. In one answer, we say both hold b'shaloy en shomin. And in the third answer, we hold that that's the machlokes. One holds b'shaloy and one holds b'shaloylam. Says Rashi, idi v'idi kigon shoyso benin ishalo kebenis d'alme, v'lo yoyso lo idis mitchila, and he didn't have idis to start with. Uvaho pligi. The Tana de Maslisa Kamaisa Sova Bishalilam in Shomin, the first Brisa holds that you go Bishalilam, Vamatullahi Shakil Balchoy Bevenanis, Kedine, and that's why Balchoy takes Benanis, because that's Taki an object of Benanis, Idik Sova Bishalay in Shomin, and that Benanis is in fact an Idis, not a Benanis at all. That's the Machlikis. Now, before we do the Lishna Achrina in the Rashi, I would like to do the Tosfos and come back to the Rashi. V'ibayis eimo idi v'idi k'shehoi so beinani shaloi k'beinani z'dalme. V'loi goras k'idi z'dalme. So Tosfos alerts us to the fact that there is another Girsa, which Rashi brings too, which would then read, V'ibayis eimo idi v'idi k'shehoi so beinani shaloi k'idi z'dalme. Both are talking where he's not on a par with the rest of the world. The Kivan, why are we not learning that way? Let's go through and see how would it work. So now we're learning that it's Kiidis Ba'alma, no problem, we can go exactly the same way. And one holds Bishaloylam in Shaman, one holds Bishaloy in Shaman, except you'll turn it around. That the first Brisa will hold Bishaloy in Shaman, is that right? The first Brisa will hold that the Beinonis is a genuine Beinonis because Bishaloy in Shaman, and the second Brisa will hold that it's Bishaloylam in Shaman. That's what will become reversed, but the reasoning goes exactly the same. What's wrong with that Gersa? The Kivan de Koi Ashalohi Solo Idis. Since at this point we're holding where he didn't have Idis Umechoro, the Gemara has retracted from that suggestion. Amai Kari Le Beinonis. If he doesn't have an Idis, back to the Loshin question, why call it Beinonis if this is the best he's got? Kivan de Havu Idis today, since this is his Idis. Uda Alma, and the Oilams. How does it work then that the Balchoyev and the Nizak get Beinanis? Bein lemandam v'bishalein shomim, bein lemandam v'bishalein shomim. What's the kasha there? So he's asking on the first brisa, how can the Balchoyev and the Nizakin both get Beinanis if we're talking in a case where his Beinanis is everybody else's Idis? Mimonoshach. If it's everybody else's Idis, and we go b'shaloylam, then his beinanis is idis, and what's the Baal Chayiv doing there? And if we'll go b'shaloy, his beinanis is idis, and what's the Baal Chayiv doing there? So there's no way that you can learn it. That's a very strong kasha, isn't it? The Rashi answers it. Lishna achrina gasinin, idi v'idi k'goin shohoyso beinanis shaloy k'idis d'alme, u'mefashin alehochi, and this is how it must be explained. Idi v'idi k'shohoyso l'idis u'mechoro, you've got to put that in. She had idis in mechoro. That immediately answers Tosfos' first kasha. That's why it's called Beinonis, because he used to have Idis. Uvaho pligi, the Tana de Maslisa Kamaisa Sova B'Shaloi Hin Shomin, because the Tana of the first Brisa holds B'Shaloi Hin Shomin. The Kivan de Lididei Havai Beinonis, and since for him this is Beinonis, because he used to have an Idis, Afagav de la Alma Idis Mine, even though the rest of the Olam, Afagav de la Alma Idis, even though it's Idis for the rest of the Olam, Mine Mishalim, the Tana de Brisa Sova B'Shaloi Hin Shomin, the Tfois Loshim Rishon. But go the first way, says Rashi. Why does Rashi prefer the first way? Because for the same reason the Tosfos says, once we've already come to the point of saying that we don't have to learn that he had an Idis or Mechoro, let's stay with that. Let's not go backwards to putting that in again. So the Riyat Adelishna, the flow of the Gemara, is far better according to the first Loshon, and Rashi prefers that. And the last answer is, Ravina says the argument is on Ula. The Omar Ula, the Vatoiro Balchoiv Beziburis. Midoraisa Balchoiv gets the Ziburis, Shneema Bechutz Tamid, Vuisha Shata, Nusha Boyutzi Elecho Esovit, Hachutzo. When the Shliach Beis Din goes to fetch the security from the Balchoiv, from the Loive, the Shliach Beis Din is not allowed to go into the house, he has to ask the Loive to bring out something from the house. What is he likely to bring out? The chutz, pochashiv keli, he'll bring out the least valuable. So you see that all the Baal Chayv is entitled to, if he has to be taken by Beis Din, is Ziburis. Why did Chazal say that he can get Beinanis? One Braisa holds of the Takon and one Braisa doesn't. So what are we holding the Pashtus before we look at Rashi? Are we holding now B'doilam en Shomin or B'de? So we're saying, according to everybody, we want to say, according to everybody, what was the original kasha? How can you say b'shaloi hen shomin? After, why does the Baal Chayv take from Beinanis? If it's b'shaloi, that's his idis. So we're saying, no, the reason really b'shaloi hen shomin. Why does the Baal Chayv take from Beinanis? Because it's Ulus Takona that he should take from Beinanis. Hi, but that's his Idis. How does that answer the Gemara's Kasha in the first case? If he's only got Beinanis and Ziburis, and we hold B'shaloi Hen Shomi, how does the Baal Chayv come to the Ziburis, which is really his Idis? So you must say that he had a field, Umechorob. So you've got to say that he had a field of Mechorah. Yeah. And then you can say it's Beinanis. In that case, if he had a field of Mechorah, why does the second Braisa say that the Baal Chayv only gets Ziburis? Because he doesn't hold of Ula. Not because of that's on Beinanis. It is Beinanis. And according to the Takon of Ula, he would get it, but he doesn't hold of the Takon of Ula.
But aren't you switching now to Metaltalin all of a sudden?
No. All we're learning from the Pasuk is, we learn from Metaltalin that the Baal Chayv only has the right to the Pochus Shebekelim, the lowest level of whatever. That's all we learn. Okay, the Gemara said that even in Kelim, it's true that Kelim is compared to Karkes Idis, but among Kelim there are diamonds and there's a 50 year old stove.
But that's because the messenger's not allowed to go into the house.
No, it's because we learn from there that what he brings out is likely to be the least. Otherwise, the message should say, bring me your diamond. I'm not coming in, but bring me your diamond. Even if we know what he's got, makes a difference. And that's what's important is the Torah says, leave it to him to give you what he wants to give you. So in Karka, we must also leave it to him to give what he wants to give you. And he'll give Ziburis, which means that's all that he's with the right entitled to. No, that's Ula. This is before Ula. That's talking about Midoraisa. Says Rashi, Bid'ule kamiflegi, Tano basre lesle takanta d'ule. The second braisa does not hold of the takono of Ule. Elo boso kro azu. He goes like the Karaites. He goes by the posuk. Yeah? The afilu havile nami idis. The hashto havile beninis. Gemuro. And even if he's got idis, never mind he had idis. Even if he's got idis, he won't get the beninis. Bein l'didei, bein la'almed, makes a difference if it's his or by the Olam standards. Afilu hachi sviru l'dilishko baal chayv miziburis. He'll always take ziburis.
But
tonight
you guys are similar.
No, he said kol shchein if he had idis and sold it. Even if he still got the idis, he won't get it. Kol shchein if he had the idis and sold it, which is the echetims of the first price. Tosfos is chilek with Rashi. Ma'al lesle takanta de'ule. Says Tosfos, Davke heche de lesle idis. When doesn't he hold of the takon of Ula? Not that he doesn't hold of the takon of Ula at all. The only time that he doesn't hold of the takon of Ula is if he doesn't have idis. But if he has Idis, then he's Moide that he can claim the Beinanis. The Havi High Beinanis, Idis, Ledide, that this Beinanis becomes the Idis. Why? Midinakas Beinanis Viziburis Mashmedi Isle Idis Gabi Balchiv. Gabi Balchivi Beinanis. It's Mash, the Loshan is Mashma. From that Brisa, if he's only got Beinanis and Ziburis, then he gets the Ziburis. Mashma, but if he had Idis Beinanis and Ziburis, he would get the Beinanis. Why? The Kasova Kivan the Lesle Elo Beinanis Viziburis, because this Tana holds that if the Balchiv has only got Beinanis and Ziburis, the Shayach Khan Taima the Oba Banizokin, then we use the principle given in Hanizokin, which is Bipne Ma Balchiv Endine Beidis. Gemara asks this, so why did we give the Balchiv Idis? If we want to encourage people to lend, let's give him Idis already. Answer the Gemara, Kadesh Lo Yire Sode Noe Vedira Noe Lechavira Veyime Ekvetz Vealvena Kadesh Egva Yisa Bechavi. We shouldn't become like the banks. You see somebody's got a good property, so you encourage him to borrow as much as you can, because you know, one day they'll have a rough time, no problem, you'll always get it. And the better the property, the more you should borrow. And then you go, and the banker davens on Yom Kippur that he should go bankrupt, that his client should go bankrupt, that he can get his Idis. That we didn't want. We didn't want people to use halvor as a means of forcing people to sell their prime property. But here, so here he's only got Beinanis and Ziburis. So what does that takona require? In other words, the takona is not that he gets Beinanis. The takona is he gets second best. Not Ziburis, but second best. And here the Ziburis is second best, so it's not that he doesn't hold of the takona of Ula, which is a little bit different than the Loshen. Rashi is better than the Loshen. But you remember what the Nachas David said on Thursday? On the pre-last Sunday? Tosfos is not so worried about the Loshen of the Gemara. Rashi is. According to Rashi, the Loshen of the Gemara is more b'duyuk. Let's lay takanta de Ula. He doesn't hold of the takona of Ula. According to Tosfos, it's lay takanta de Ula. Except he holds the takona of Ula is that the Baal Chayiv gets second best, not that he gets the Beinanis. It's second best. That's the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos there. All that we've left out is the Tosfos at the bottom of the previous Omud. Alibed Rabbi Yishmael Loiti Boyelof Doma B'dinizek Shaminen Kiven De Yalif Migzeira Shova De Sode Sode Mibibiyah Sode Ache David Nizak. He does no Shala because he uses the Gzeira Shova of Sode Sode and Biyah B'Sode Ache that goes by the Nizak. Even though it says Meitav Sadehu, he gives more credence to the Gzeira Shova. But with Rabbi Akiva, although it has a mi'ut of hech the kamashalim, the sadehu, but that mi'ut may be to be memayit the nizak, not to be memayit the rest of the oilam. That's the sugi of the Gemara of the Pashtus. We've just read and translated and got some kind of havona as to what's involved. On Thursday, Mirtz Hashem, we'll start learning the sugi a little bit more carefully, particularly the psak halacha. That's the interest. With all these advice aimers, how do we tackle land up? That's the area that we need to understand a little bit more clearly.